Ryan Williams on the ball for Trinity now, tries to curl across into the box, and he came up with a defender chance for Kendall, and he's put it wide. It looked an easy ball for the defender, and he didn't collect it. Ryan Kendall's shot, and he's taken the deflection, actually, and gone out for a corner. Kendall chips it inside to Stamp, who has got a head on, and then a touch and pushed it into space for Ryan Williams. Down the right-hand side of the box, goes far post for Kendall, and it was too high for him, and he got the header, but he couldn't head it down towards goal. Into midfield to the fullback, who delivers the cross to the box, and there's the header into the back of the net. It's been headed in by Andy Brown, who scored for Nuneaton. Their fans behind Trinity's goal go wild. It's an early setback for Trinity. We've played 17 minutes, and the scoreline is Gainsborough 0, Nuneaton 1, and that wasn't in the script. Sandwith keeps it in play, takes a touch, and then drives it up towards the front men. Stamp heads it down into the path of Kendall, who had to put his foot behind him, and he just flicked it into the space where nobody was. But Shane Clark was coming in on it, and if Kendall had left it, it might have gone to Clark. Trinity trying to launch an attack. It's a back pass. Collett took a touch, and Stamp pushed over, and it's a penalty to Trinity. Darren Stamp was pushed over.
I'm not sure if he's given a free kick on the edge of the box, Mark.
It's on the edge of the area. He's given a free kick on the edge. Well, it was in the area. Trinity have got Sandwith, Yates and Ryan Williams near the ball. They've also got a line of blue shirts looking for the follow-up. Sandwith is going to take it low, and the keeper saves on the line. Goal kick downfield, Stamps underneath it, knocks it down. Ryan Williams has hooked it over. Ryan Williams clear down the right-hand side. Low cross into the box. It's been missed by the defenders, and it's been missed by Jamie Yates, who was coming in on it as well. Great, great chance for Trinity gone begging. Deep into stoppage time at the end of the first half. Trinity trail by a goal to nil, and the corner is curled in looking for the big men. It's up ahead of the defender. It's loose at the air, and then a shot from Dallara, which is blocked. The ball runs out of the box. Trinity with a throw-in, which they take into Nuneaton's box. It's loose in the box. Kendall gets a shot, which is blocked. The ball's still loose in the box. Kendall wanted a penalty. The referee isn't going to give him that. And the ball's out on the far side to Sandwith, over on the far side. Plays it back to Roma on the halfway line for Gainsborough. Back into Nuneaton's penalty area. Waterfall into the danger zone. Floating header, and then a shot, and it's gone wide at the far post. Paul Connor putting it wide. He had two chances, and his second chance went wide. And that was a big, big moment. Trinity need a goal to get back on level terms. They trail by a goal to nil. They've got three forwards up there, and Metam, the defender's headed back to the goalkeeper, and Metam stuck a foot out and nearly just got a touch. And they have a throw-in now. They're pushing players forward. Throw-in is hurled into Nuneaton's box. Boyce flicks it on. There's the shot, and it's wide. It was Ryan Kendall on the edge of the area. Hit it first time, and it's wide. Second ball's going to go to Metam. Brings it down on the ground. Cross into the box, and it's at the far post for Waterfall. His shot was blocked, and it's a corner. And then there's some head tennis near the halfway line. It's down on the ground on the halfway. It's hooked forward by Brown for Nuneaton. There's the final whistle. Trinity haven't done it. It's Nuneaton who go into the Conference Premier.